The book is called The Encyclopedia of Arkansas Music, and its release coincides with the Arkansas Sounds Festival, which is taking place on September 27th and 28th. Joining me in the studio are the two editors on this book, Allie Welke and Michael Kickhaver. And first, why don't y'all tell me how y'all came to put this together, Allie?
About a year ago, to coincide with the Arkansas Sounds Music Festival, we at the Encyclopedia of Arkansas started talking about that it would be fun to make a music book to be launched along with the second Arkansas Sounds Music Festival in a year. So what we did was we looked at all the music entries in the encyclopedia that we had already done, and we found whatever sort of gaps that needed to be filled in. And for about a year, we worked really hard trying to get all of those encyclopedia entries done and cleaned up and all ready to go into a book that focused on Arkansas music. So we have about 150 entries in the book that have wonderful pictures with them, many of them. And we also have overview entries on different genres like blues, R&B, classical and opera, country, folk, gospel and contemporary Christian, jazz, rock, and rockabilly. So we have some informational overviews about those, and then we have entries that fit into those categories on all different Arkansas musicians and musical groups.
Mike, was it a challenge putting this together?
A bit. Arkansas has such a vast array of music and some major heavyweights, so we sort of had a lot of anchors to start with, and we just tried to add some new stuff. In other words, there's media that accompanies most of the entries on the online encyclopedia, and we tried to get some new media, new photographs, new pictures for the entries in the book, so people get more than one thing.
Yeah, and Mike was able to take a lot of photographs at last year's Arkansas Sounds Music Festival that have ended up in the book. You'll see Ben Nichols of Lucero on the cover of the book, a photo that Mike took last year at the Arkansas Sounds Festival. So that was fun to be able to incorporate some of those into the book also.
And we all know about folks like Johnny Cash or Al Green or Glen Campbell. Who are some of the other lesser-known people that you wanted to focus on?
Well, Pharoah Sanders, for one thing, since Sun Ra and Train and Miles and Mingus are gone, Pharoah is one of the last of the heavy jazz cats left, and he's from right here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, it's been fun to learn about some of these lesser-known people in Arkansas music. You know, like you said, lots of heavyweights, Levon Helm, Lucinda Williams, Louis Jordan, Johnny Cash, they are all in the book, of course. But it was also fun to put in some other entries. There's psychobilly musician Tav Falco, who will be at the Arkansas Sounds Festival, that a lot of people might not be as familiar with, but he's a big name and a really interesting guy. We have heavy metal represented in the book.
Sludge metal band, yes. Wake.
Sludge metal band of Little Rock, Wake, spelled with an R, but the R is silent. We also have an entry written by Kevin Brockmeyer of about the very eccentric street musicians Elton and Betty White that a lot of people might remember
Sure. Seeing
around town in their sombreros and swimsuits back in the 80s. We also have an entry on Violet Brumley Hensley. She's been named an Arkansas Living Treasure. She's nearly 100 years old, and she's a fiddle maker in the Ozarks. So we've really tried to be comprehensive in covering all aspects of Arkansas music, because it's very there's a wide array of musicians and musical subjects.
And it's not just musicians either. We have entries on, for instance, Paul Klipsch, the famous speaker manufacturer from Southwest Arkansas. Got a great photograph of him sitting atop a Klipsch Heresy speaker in the Klipsch Baffle Room. It's an amazing photograph.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that he... I knew the name of the speaker, but I wasn't aware that the person behind that was from Arkansas.
Paul invented a new way of routing sound through a speaker cabinet, and they're still renowned as one of the finest speakers made in the world.
Well, it is fun flipping through there and reading it. The book is being released, and y'all are having a launch party later in the month?
We are. It'll be on September 19th at 5:30 p.m., and that's at the Maine Library's Darrow Center. So we'll be having a book launch and sort of a cocktail party, drop by, maybe buy a copy of the book and enjoy some music and maybe a slideshow. So that should be a fun event to help launch our book.
And that will be 1 week before the Arkansas Sounds Music Festival, which takes place September 27th and 28th. Anything else, any other interesting anecdotes or anything I haven't asked?
Well, the photographs that pepper the book cover to cover are a wide range going back almost back to the turn of the century through this year. I took a picture of Pharaoh Sanders looking very soulful, 4 or 5 months ago, and that's in the book. And we go all the way back to the Arkansas State song. We have the sheet music cover in the book.
We also have, the book also has a long introduction written by Keith Merks of the radio show Arkansongs. He and Stephen Cook do a great job with that, and that's another focus of Arkansas music that has come before. And that introduction goes from the 1800s up until today, so it's kind of nice to read a history of Arkansas music all in one place like that. One other thing I thought was really interesting in doing this book is instruments that have been invented by Arkansans. Radio personality Bob Burns, that a lot of people are familiar with from the 30s and 40s, he invented an instrument called the bazooka, which is actually what lent its name to the World War II anti-tank weapon that maybe people think of more familiarly when they hear bazooka, and then that also lent its name to the chewing gum. Huh. So that was interesting. And then also jazz trombonist Snub Mosley of Little Rock, he created a hybrid instrument called the slide saxophone that he played a lot. And then Arkansas country singer and harmonica player Wayne Rainey invented the megaharp harmonica, which is a harmonica with a megaphone-type amplifier. So I thought that was sort of fun to learn about these various instruments that Arkansans had invented.
And interesting, y'all also include some incidents, or in particular the Beatles stopping through Walnut Ridge.
And the Rolling Stones being arrested.
Indeed.
Yes, we have entries on both of those events in Arkansas, the brief stop of the Beatles at Walnut Ridge that created a lot of furor among the teenagers of the town. And people are still talking about that however many years later.
One of the things we'd like to stress as well is that it's not only an entertaining read, but the book is very extensively annotated, so it's a wonderful reference for anyone doing research on Arkansas music. We have a lot of alternate paths that people can take to increase their knowledge of all the things that occur in the book that we're talking about.
And the book is really, and the Encyclopedia of Arkansas Online, it's a collaborative effort. You know, we have authors represented in here from all over Arkansas, all over the nation. We even have an author from the Netherlands that wrote one of the entries. And then people have graciously let us print media, you know, from the Old State House and various other sources. So it's really a community effort. People contribute to scholarship on Arkansas history and Arkansas music, and that's been, we've been really grateful for that in doing this book.
And we're real proud of the fact that there are a lot of photographs that have never appeared anywhere else in the past. For instance, in 1976, I took a picture of Connie Merzwiak, who is better known as Ruby Starr, sang with Black Oak Arkansas in the song Jim Dandy to the Rescue and many others, and got a picture of her sitting in her house in Oakland, Arkansas, playing her guitar. Wonderful shot.
Well, it is indeed a fun read. Again, it's the Encyclopedia of Arkansas Music. Editors Allie Welke and Mike Kiefer, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is KUAR.